In this hour, I want to deal with the first of three attributes of God.
这一堂课我们要讲到三个属性当中的第一个
Majesty.
That we're going to try to summarize the attributes of God through today.
我们要总结神的属性
Now, by the majesty of God,
当我们说神的威严的时候
I intend to emphasize
我要强调的是
How high, exalted, and transcendent God is compared to us.
神是何等的，跟人比起来，何等的超越，何等的高，何等的雄伟。
The meaning of the term majesty.
这个词啊，神的威严呐。
Is illustrated by an incident.
可以用一个情况来说明。
That I remember from when my daughter was a young girl.
我记得我的女儿啊，还是个小女孩的时候。
I love my daughter.
我很爱我女儿啊。
The day she was married was a very difficult day for me.
她结婚的那天啊，我这个爸爸可伤心了，老爸。
But I'm sure that no Chinese children are like this.
我相信没有中国人的孩子会像这样啊。
But she was a little bit of a smart aleck.
但她是有一点俏皮啊。
And one time I was sitting doing something.
有一次呢，我坐在那儿干一些活，在工作。
And I asked her to get something for me so I would not have to get up.
所以我叫她替我干些事儿，好叫我不要动啊。
She very obediently went and did it and brought me what I needed.
她非常顺服的把东西拿来做了，顺服了我的命令。
And when she handed it to me, she said, "Here you go, your royal majesty."
当他把东西拿来的时候，他说：“哎，这是你的皇上大人，哦，皇上陛下。”
And I said, "Thank you."
我说谢谢。
Your despicable lowliness.
你这个小奴才。
Well, you see, majesty is the opposite of despicable lowliness.
你知道这威严呐、啊，和这个小奴才很低下的是恰恰相反的。
Majesty is not normally classed as an attribute of God.
通常神的威严一般情况下不是认为神的属性当中的其中之一。
But when you look at a dictionary,
但是当你查字典的时候看到
you find the definition, dignity or power of a sovereign.
你就会看到威严的意思是一位皇上，一个做君王的，一个主宰的伟大、雄伟、高贵。
And when you look at a thesaurus,
或者你看到一个宝库字库啊
，You find synonyms like grandeur, splendor, and dignity.
你会发现同义词，譬如什么雄伟啊、壮观啊这一类的词。
So in this message, I want you to think of the majesty of God as His grandeur or dignity.
在这篇信息里头，我要你看到神的威严是他的雄伟、他的壮观、他的伟大、他的超越。
I want you to think of the highness of God.
我要你看到神的至高无上。
Now, I am choosing to take you to a passage of Scripture.
啊，我们要选择一段经文呢。
Which has been very helpful to me.
对我个人来说很有帮助啊。
In affirming the majesty or highness of God over creation.
让我肯定神超越万物，他所造之物之上的他的威严，他的尊荣，他的高贵。
And that key passage is Job 35 verses 1-8.
这段钥匙经文，主题经文是约伯记第35章1-8节。OK, 我们一起来读。以利户又说你以为有理，或以为你的公义胜过神的公义，才说这与我有什么益处？我不犯罪，比犯罪有什么好处呢？我要回答你和在你这里的朋友，你要向天观看，瞻望那高于你的穹苍。你若犯罪，能使神受何害呢？你的过犯加增，能使神受何损呢？你若是公义，还能加增他什么呢？他从你手里还接受什么呢？你的过恶或能害你这类的人，你的公义或能叫世人得益处。
Now, in considering this text on the majesty of God,
当我们在这个主题当中，就神的威严来考虑这段经文的时候，
I want you to consider the authority of its teaching.
首先呢，我要你看看这段经文它的权柄啊。
The amplification of its teaching.
还有它的扩展的说明。
And the application of its teaching.
这段经文它的应用，实际应用。
On the majesty of God.
就是有关神的威严的权柄扩展应用这段经文。
Now my first heading is the authority of its teaching.
首先我们看看这段经文它的权柄啊，有关神的威严，这段教导的权柄。
Now you may ask this question.
你可能会问这个问题啊。
Why am I asking or raising the question of the authority of this passage?
我干嘛要提出这个问题？这段经文有什么权柄呢？
It's in the Bible.
在圣经里当然有权柄。
Of course it's authoritative.
当然它是有权威性的。
That's what you might be thinking.
这也许是你所想的啊。
But some of you may have already guessed why I have to raise this issue.
有些人可能已经猜到了为什么我会提出这个问题，这个教导为什么有权柄。
It's because there are many things in the Bible.
因为圣经里头有记载了很多事情啊。
That the Bible records.
虽然圣经记载了。
That the Bible does not say is true.
尽管记载在经上，但本身真的不是真理。
Satan said, "You shall not surely die."
撒旦说了，你吃的日子不一定死。
But what Satan said was not true.
但撒旦的话不见得是对的，不对。
Even though the Bible truly recorded it.
尽管圣经真实的记载了撒旦所说的话，但它本身不是真的。
And it's very important that we raise this question here.
所以我们问这个问题在这里问很重要啊。
Because Job's three other friends.
因为约伯的其他三个朋友。
Eliphaz, Zophar, and Bildad.
以利法什么这三个什么说法、啊、这三个名字啊。
Did not always speak the truth.
这三个朋友他们说的话不见得都是完全的真理。
Even though in the book of Job.
虽然在约伯记里头。
Their speeches are recorded at length.
他们说了很多话，说了很长的话。
In fact, God condemned them.
但是神仍然定他们有罪。
For not speaking what was right about him.
因为他们所说有关神的话不都是真理，乃有一些谎言。
Job 42:7.
约伯记的第四十二章第七节，我们一起读：耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说。我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
So even though we find the speeches of Job's three friends in the Bible,
虽然我们在圣经里头看到约伯的三个朋友他们所说的话记载在圣经里，
This does not mean that they are true.
那不见得他们说的句句都是真理。
Listen to this.
请听啊。
The Bible often truly records statements that are not true.
圣经往往真实地记载一些不真实的话。
The inerrancy of the Bible does not mean
圣经的无误的意思不见得是
that everything in the Bible is true.
圣经里所有所记载的都是真理。
It only means
它的意思乃是圣经无误乃是。
That everything in the Bible that the Bible says is true.
圣经所说的，他所说的是真的。
Is true.
就是真的。圣经说肯定的真理才是真理。
So the question we must ask.
这我们要问的问题，要回答的问题乃是。
Does the Bible affirm that what Elihu said was true?
圣经是否肯定这以利户所说的话是真理？
In contrast to Job's three friends,
跟他的三个朋友比较，约伯的三个朋友。
Does Elihu speak what is right concerning Jehovah?
相对比之下，以利户说的有关议论神的话是否是真实的？
Now, many different opinions of Elihu have been held by interpreters.
所以解经家呢对以利户的言语有不同的认识，不同的看法。
Some have said he was a fool.
有些解经家说这个以利户是个傻瓜。
sent to show the greater foolishness of Job's friends.
啊，神把以利户这个傻瓜差遣来，好把约伯的三个朋友的更大的谎言显明出来。
Some think that he is an arrogant youth.
还有些人说呢，说他是一个乳臭未干的小伙子，一个很骄傲的年轻人。
Though he is orthodox and correct,
虽然他说的话是正统的，合乎圣经的。
He is viewed as proud and pompous and fallible.
但是他是要彰显自己，他有错误的，他在故意彰显自己的聪明智慧。
One interpreter even has seen Elihu.
还有另外一个解经家，甚至看以利户啊
，as Satan in disguise.
是撒旦的化身呢。
Now, here's what I think of Elihu.
但是我对以利户的认识乃是这样。
I think that Elihu is the John the Baptist of Job.
我相信呢，他是约伯记里的施洗约翰。
If you remember the structure of Job,
记得约伯记的整个结构。
His speech immediately precedes the appearance of Jehovah to Job.
约伯记里面，以利户说完了话之后，马上耶和华就向约伯显现。
He speaks, and then Jehovah appears in Job 38.
好，在三十八章约伯记。以利户一讲完话，三十八章耶和华就立刻显现。
He is the forerunner of God.
所以他是神的先锋啊。
Just as John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus.
正如施洗约翰是主耶稣基督的先锋一样。
And this is the first reason why what I think he's why I think that what he says is true.
这是第一个原因啊，为什么我认为以利户所说的话是真理，是合乎圣经的。
And then another reason is this.
好，第二个原因是
Elihu is distinguished from both Job and his three friends.
啊，圣经把以利户和约伯和他三个朋友分别开来。
Job 32 verses 2 and 3.
在约伯记的三十二章二到三节，那时有布西人亚兰族巴拉家的儿子以利户。向 约伯发怒，因约伯自以为义，不以神为义。他又向约伯的三个朋友发怒，因为他们想不出回答的话来，人以约伯为有罪。
So Elihu spoke because he thought that God was not being glorified.
以利户说话的原因，因为他认为神没有得荣耀啊。
Either by Job or his three friends.
不管是约伯或者三个朋友，他们说话都没有荣耀神，所以他生气了，他就说话。
And this is very significant.
这是非常重要的。
Because the book of Job condemns Job for what he said.
因为约伯记里头记载了约伯说的话。
At times.
有时候啊。
And it condemns Job's three friends for what they said at times.
有时候也定了他三个朋友说的话有罪，有时候也说约伯说错话，有时候说他三个朋友说错话。
But Elihu is never condemned.
在圣经里头从来没有定以利户的罪，没有说他说过错话。
And we are never told that he did not speak what was right concerning God.
圣经没有说他说的议论神的话有错误，没有一次提过。
And so we've seen that Elihu's motivation was pure.
所以我们看到以利户说话的动机是纯正的。
Yes, he was angry.
是他生气，他发怒了。
But not all anger is sinful.
但不是所有的怒气都是有罪的。
Because he was jealous for the glory of God.
因为他为神的荣耀发热心。
Another thing.
易怒。
I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Another thing that speaks well of Elihu is this.
好，另外一件事呢，有关以利户说的话是正直的，是。
The timing of his speech.
就是他说话的时间啊。
Elihu knew that he was younger than Job and his three friends.
以利户知道他比约伯三个朋友年轻啊。
So humbly and discreetly, he waited till they were done.
所以很谦卑的，而且很有智慧的，他等他们都说完了话。然后他才开话，我们一起读，以利户要与约伯说话，就等候他们，因为他们比自己年老。布西人巴拉家的儿子以利户回 回答说，我年轻，你们老迈，因此我退让，不敢向你们陈说我的意见。
Now I could go on at great length,
我可以讲很多啊。
Showing you all the reasons why I think Elihu's speech was inspired of God.
我可以用很多理由来证明为什么以利户的话呢是出于神的，是神所默示的。
Let me just summarize and say this.
让我总结，就总结一句话。
I believe we are to take Elihu's words.
我相信我们要把以利户的言论
as expressing divine truth.
当作神所默示的真理。
About the divine majesty.
是有关神的威严的真理，他的话是出于神的。
And so that brings us to our second head.
好，我们到第二个。
Keep going.
他有关神威严的这段话语的教导的扩展啊。
Now under this head, I want you to consider, first of all, the striking illustration that Elihu uses for God's majesty.
好，在这个主题下，我们要看看。以利户所用的突出的例证啊，有关他的神的威严的例证。
Look at verses 4-8 again.
看到四到八节，我们再看。Shall read it?
Yes.
我们一起再读一遍。我要回答你和在你这里的朋友，你要向天观看，瞻望那高于你的穹苍。你若犯罪，能使神受何害呢？你的过犯加增。能使神受何损呢？你若是公义，还能加增他什么呢？他从你手里还接受什么呢？你的过恶或能害你这类的人，你的公义或能叫世人得益处。
Job asked Elihu asked Job to consider the clouds.
以利户叫约伯看看天上的云彩。
Look at the sky, he says.
他说看看天空。
And he says, what do you do against the heavens?
你能对上空做什么？
Suppose you went out in the middle of the street.
譬如你跑到大街上去。
And you blaspheme God with the worst blasphemies.
你用最肮脏的话来亵渎神。
What would those clouds do?
那些天上的云彩会怎么样？
They would just keep drifting along.
他们会面不改色，继续向前漂流。
What would the sun do?
太阳会怎么样？
It would just keep shining.
继续发光照耀。
Or suppose you went out in the courtyard here.
或者你跑到这个院子里去啊。
And you gathered your friends around.
你把你所有的朋友都叫来。
And you gave away your entire checking account.
你把你所有的银行里头的户头的钱全部都给他们。
And all your savings.
所有的积蓄都给他们。
And you signed away your house.
然后把你的房子也签名给他们。
For charity.
分给周济穷人。
What would the clouds do?
天上的云彩会干嘛？
They would just keep floating along.
继续面不改色向前进。
What would the sun do?
太阳会怎么样？
Would just keep shining.
继续照耀。
Now Job says.
约伯说。
God is much greater than the clouds.
神比天上的云彩要大得多得多。
God is great, much greater than the sun.
神比太阳要高得多得多。
And God is not hurt by your sin.
你犯罪了，神不会因此受伤。
And God is not helped by your righteousness.
如果你行义，神也不会得什么帮助。
If you sin, God's face just keeps shining.
如果你犯罪，神的脸光照样继续照耀。
If you are righteous, God's purposes like the clouds just keep floating along.
如果你是公义的，那么神的旨意就像天上的云彩继续往前进，不改变。
One time when I was about to preach this message at a conference,
有一次当我在一个大会当中，我正准备讲这篇道的时候，
I was listening to the radio.
我在听广播，福音广播。
A Christian talk radio program.
一个基督徒的一个广播节目。
And someone called in.
有人就打电话给那个人啊。
And he said, "If God exists." I call him to strike me down right now.
他说如果有神存在的话，让他现在就把我打死掉。
And then he laughed and said.
然后他就大笑啊。
See, God doesn't exist.
你看神不存在吧。
He didn't strike me down.
他没有把我打死，你看证明没有神了。
foolish man.
这个傻子，愚昧人。
God is not influenced or hurt by your sin.
神不是因着你犯罪受什么影响，他也不会因着你犯罪受伤。
And he is not helped or added to by your righteousness.
他也不因着你的行义能够加增或者得到什么帮助。
God is high above all you do.
神是远远高过一切你所行的。
You cannot help him.
你不能帮他。
And you cannot hurt him.
你也伤不了他。
He just keeps being who he is.
他就是他，永远继续这样下去。
And he just keeps fulfilling his purpose.
他继续成全他自己所喜悦的旨意。
This is God.
这是神。
This is the majesty of God.
这是神的威严。
That's the striking illustration.
好，这是那突出的例证。
Now I want you to think about the original intention of these verses.
我们要再看看这段经文原本的动机是什么。
Why does Elihu say this?
为什么以利户说这些话呢？
It is probably to show that God cannot be moved.
可能要显明神是不受环境左右的。
By self-interest to pervert justice.
他不会因着有什么自己的个人的私欲而扭曲他的公义。
Job had said that God had perverted justice in his case.
因为约伯说了，神叫我受苦啊，神叫我受冤枉啊，神不公平啊，他扭曲公义了。
That God was like an unjust judge.
神就像一个不公义的法官一样，屈枉正直。
Punishing him when he had done nothing wrong.
我没做错什么事情，但神要审判我，神要刑罚我，不公平。
But Elihu says.
但是以利户说。
God is not like that.
神并非如此。
God is not like an unjust judge.
他不像不义的法官。
Who perverts justice?
他们屈枉正直。
Human judges and rulers.
人的掌权者和审判官。
No matter how high their position,
不管他们的地位何其之高
have needs,
他们都有自己个人的需要
have desires,
他们也有个人的欲望
which you might use to control them,
你可以利用他们个人的需要来控制他们，摆布他们
which you might use to bribe them,
你可以因着他们的需要，你可以贿赂他们。
To pervert justice and judgment.
好叫他们可以屈枉正直，可以扭曲公义。
But think of it, Elihu says.
但是以利户说，你想想。
God has so no such need.
神没有这样的需要，私欲啊，神没有。
God has no such desires.
神没有这样的欲望。
God has no such passions.
他也没有这样子的情欲。
Even a Supreme Court judge.
甚至一个最高法院的最高法官。
You might offer him something.
你可以给他一些东西。
You might threaten his family.
或者你可以威胁他的家庭。
And thus move him to rule in your favor.
你就会能够摆布他，左右他，好叫他做的决定能够对你自己有益处。
But God has no needs.
神没有任何需要。
He needs nothing from men.
他不需要人给他什么东西。
God is self-sufficient.
神是自给自足的。
He meets all his own needs.
他已经满足了自己的需要。
And thus there is nothing with which to tempt him.
所以没有任何东西可以试探他、引诱他的。
He cannot be tempted by evil.
圣经说他不能够被罪所试探。
And he can never be moved by self-interest.
他也不能够因着他自己的自私的欲望而被左右。
Or playing on his passions and desires.
或者我们可以玩弄他的情感、他的欲望，不能。
To make him pervert just judgment.
我们不能够使他屈枉正直，不。
James 1:13 says.
雅各书一章十三节说，人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
So we have seen the striking illustration and the original intention.
好，我们已经看了这突出的例证和原本的动机。
Now I want you to consider the ringing assertion.
好，现在我们要看这响亮的声明。
When Elihu says all this,
当以利户说这些话的时候
he makes it clear,
他说得很清楚
that God is perfectly impervious to human influence.
神是 不受外界的人的影响而摆布的，他无动于衷的。
There's an old word in English for this.
在英文里头有一个古老古典的字啊，来表达这个。
It is the word impassible.
这个字就是不受外界任何的左右影响摆布，无动于衷。
This passage teaches that just as the clouds are unchanged.
好，这段经文教导我们，正如天上的云彩不会改变。
By human sin or unrighteousness.
不管你是作恶或者行义，天空都不改变，正如。
So God is unchanged.
照样，神也不改变。
And above being hurt or helped.By our worst sins or our best deeds.
不管我们是最好的行为或者最糟糕的罪恶，都不会影响神。神是超越这一切，高过这一切，他不受影响，不受摆布，不受左右。
So this passage teaches us that God has no passions.
这段经文教导我们，神没有情欲啊。
In the sense that he is never unwillingly influenced by his creatures.
他不会。不甘心情愿被他所造的人呢、啊，被他们影响去做他不情愿做的事。
He is not hurt or helped.
他不会被伤害，也不会被帮助。
Harmed or strengthened.
他不会受伤，也不会加增力量。
By anything men do.
人做的任何事情都不能影响神自己。
No, rather, God is eternally blessed and happy.
他神是永远的满足自己，而且是自足的。
He is happy in the Trinity of his persons.
他在他三位一体这三位之间的关系，他是完全的满足的。
He does not need men.
他不需要人来帮他。
He did not create the world because he was lonely.
他没有因为哦我太孤单了，我要造个世界来作伴儿不。
He has never needed men.
他从来就不需要人来。
He has never been in need of company.
他也不需要什么同伴。
He has never had any other needs.
他没有任何的需要。
He has always been perfectly happy.
他是永远的满足的，快乐的。
In the society of the Trinity.
在三位一体的互相的关系中，他是完全自足自满的。
So consider the fourth point here.
好，我们再考虑这第四点。
Confessional affirmation.
四就是信仰的告白。
The teaching of this text.
这一段经文的教导呢
？That God is too majestic and high.
神是如此之威严，如此之高高在上。
To be changed or altered by human influences.
以致人的影响不能改变他，左右他，摆布他。
Is confirmed in the confessional tradition.
好，在教会传统的信仰告白里呢，也肯定了这一点。
Both in the old Westminster Confession.
在威斯敏斯特的信仰告白里头肯定这一点。
And in the 1689 Baptist Confession.
在浸信会1689年的信仰告白，同时都肯定了这一点。
The same words are used to confess this truth.
这两个信仰告白用了同样的文字来肯定这个真理。
Look at what chapter 2, paragraph 1 affirms.
好，我们读一读这信仰告白所说的。我们一起读：主，我们的神是独一的活神，他是自有永有的，完美无限的，除他自己。无人能明白他的本质，他那极其圣善之灵是眼不能见，没有形体，无动于衷的，就是不受外界影左右的。
The word passions，
好，这个词啊，它的情欲。
It means that God is not influenced by what we do.
没有任何情欲，就是他不受我们所做的任何事情的左右或是摆布，不受外界影响，无动于衷啊。
Then I want you to consider in the fifth place here.
好，我们再看第五点。
The scriptural confirmation of Job 35.
好，圣经本身对约伯记三十五章的肯定。
I believe that we have good reason to trust what Elihu tells us.
我相信我们有很有理由可以相信以利户所说的话。
But does the rest of the Bible confirm what Job 35 says?
但是圣经其他的这些经文是否也肯定约伯记三十五章以利户所说的话是否同样肯定他呢？认定他呢？
Well, of course it does.
当然也肯定。
If you understand the doctrine of God's decree,
如果你明白了神的永恒的意志这个教义。
That confirms the majesty of God.
神永恒的谕旨肯定了神的威严。
Ephesians 1:11 says,
以弗所书第一章十一节说
Go ahead.
这原是那位随己意行做万事的照着他意旨所预定的。
If God works all things according to the counsel of His will,
如果神行作万事照着他自己的旨意所预定的，照着他自己所喜悦的运行的话，
If God has eternally planned all things,
如果神在永恒当中就计划了万事，
then nothing ever happens to surprise God.
那么我们生命中不会发生任何偶然的事情叫神大吃一惊的。
Then nothing ever happens that stresses God out.
或者发生任何事情叫他哎呀受不了了压力太大了他不会的。
His purposeness never altered or undone by anything we do.
他的旨意不会因着我们所做的任何事情而改变或者受拦阻。
There are wonderful English hymns that say this.
有一些美好的英文的诗歌啊也表达了这个。
Eternity with all its years.
永恒加上他的亿万年日
stands present in thy view
在你面前一目了然
to thee there's nothing old appears
对你伟大的神啊没有陈旧的事
great God there's nothing new
也没有新鲜的事
our lives through various scenes are drawn
尽管我们的生命经过各样的坎坷辗转起伏劳苦愁烦
And vexed with trifling cares,
有很多的劳苦与愁烦
while thine eternal thought moves on,
你的永恒的意志却继续地向前迈进
thine undisturbed affairs,
泰然自若不受左右
and the Bible is full of other texts,
圣经里头也充满了很多其他的经文呢、哦
That speak of the infinite greatness of God as compared to creation.
都讲到神跟人类他的所造之物相比是何等的超越，何等的高超。
Psalm 90 verses 1 to 6.
譬如诗篇九十篇一到六节，我们大家同声来读：神人摩西的祷告，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出。地与世界你未曾造成从亘古到永远你是神你使人归于尘土说你们世人要归回在你看来千年如已过的昨日又如夜间的一根你叫他们如水冲去他们如睡一觉早晨他们如生长的草早晨发芽生长晚上割下枯干。
God is eternal.
神是永恒的。
We are passing.
我们是短暂的。
God is high above all that we are.
神远远超越我们，高高在上。
Isaiah 40:15 teaches this.
以赛亚书四十章十五节也教导我们。看哪、啊，万民都像水桶的一滴。又算为天平上的微尘，他举起众海岛，好像极微之物。
And Job 37:23.
约伯记三七章二十三节，论到全能者，我们不能测度，他大有能力，有公平和大义，必不苦待人，所以人敬畏他。凡自以为心中有智慧的人，他都不顾念。
Job 40 verse 4.
约伯记四十章第四节，我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手捂口。
What Elihu says in Job 35.
以利户在约伯记三十五章所说的。
Is the view of God taught everywhere in the Bible?
这是圣经里头一贯性教导的对神的认识。
But so let's come and try to apply this great doctrine to ourselves.
好，我们把这伟大的教义，神的威严，应用在我们自己生活上。
We come to Roman numeral 3, the application of its teaching.
我们看到第三点啊，有关这段经文的教导的应用。
First of all, there is instruction.
好，首先呢，有教训。
When we speak of passions,
当我们讲到情欲啊。
We mean passions in the sense of uncontrollable or strong emotions.
我们说意思呢，情欲是那不能够自控的那种感情啊，那种激情，那个控制不了的。
Emotions that are so strong and violent that they are uncontrollable.
那些强烈的、那些不可控制的那种欲望啊，那种激情。
We have passions.
我们都有欲望，都有这样子的激情。
Because we have needs,
因为我们有需要嘛。
That we need others to satisfy for us.
我们需要别人为我们满足这些欲望。
Such passions are responsible for crime.
因着这些情欲，我们就会犯罪呀。
The addicted person.
那些吸毒的、上瘾的人呐。
That steals and kills to fill his passion for drugs.
他们为了要吸毒，他们就偷东西，就抢劫，要满足这个情欲。
The husband whose wife has left him.
这个男人他的女人离开他了。
Or the man whose girlfriend has left him.
或者这个男人他的女朋友跑掉了。
Can't go on living without her.
他没有那个男人，没有那个女人，他就活不下去了。
Gets a gun.
就拿一把枪。
And kills himself and her.
把他的爱人杀掉，把自己也干掉。
That's passion.
同归于尽，这就是情欲的结果。
And there are passions like that among human beings.
在人类当中有这样的情欲，这样的激情，不可控制的。
Because we have needs.
因为我们有需要。
God.
但是神
has no such needs.
并非如此，他没有情欲。
God has never tempted to become wrongly emotional.
神从来不受试探，好叫他做一些冲动的决定。
Or do what is not absolutely wise or just.
或者做一些不智之举啊，或者做一些不义之行。
Out of a sense of personal need.
因着要满足自己的需要，他就做一些不智慧的事。
He does not love us because he needs us.
他不是因着他需要我们才爱我们的。
He loves us freely.
他乃是自由的爱我们。
And his love for us cannot be altered or undone.
他对我们的爱不能改变，也不能够停止。
By our sin.
不是因着我们的犯罪而改变或是停止，不能改
变。Rather, God's love will destroy our sin.
反之，神的爱会毁掉我们的罪。
And make us righteous.
使我们变为公义。
We may count on God not to respond to us.
我们可以信赖神，他不回应我们。
With emotions which change his perfect being.
他不会背着他的本性来回应我们。
Or his great and sovereign plan.
他不会背着他的那伟大的主权的旨意和计划来回应我们，不会的。
God does have emotions.
神有情感，没有错。
But he does not have passion.
但是他没有激情，没有人的情欲啊，有罪的。
In the sense of need-based emotions.
他没有因为有需要，所以他有情欲，不是因着需要，他的需要。
Or uncontrollable desires.
或者是不能自控的一些欲望。
Well, let's come secondly to apply this differently.
好，我们再看第二个应用啊。
And this brings us to the subject of qualification.
这我们就要看看这个条件了，资格。
Perhaps you've said.
可能你说。
I see what you're saying in the Bible.
我可以看到你说的在圣经里。
I understand that this is true.
我知道圣经里这是真的，没错啊，神是威严的。没有情欲。
But I don't understand something else.
但我有些事我不明白。
I thought God cared about what I did.
我想神不是很关心我们的一言一行，我们的所作所为，他不关心吗？
I thought God wanted me to be righteous.
我以为神要我们公义啊，没有错啊。
I thought God's wrath was on sin.
我认为神的愤怒是向罪人彰显的。圣经不说了吗？
Does this mean that God is unconcerned about how we live?
你说的意思是不是说神不关心我们怎么生活，怎么言行举止，他不关心吗？
Does it mean that God is apathetic about human affairs?
是不是神对人所做的任何事情都无动于衷，他由他去不管，是不是？
Well, you know, already know the answer to those questions.
你知道这些问题的答案是什么吗？
The Bible everywhere makes very clear.
圣经从头到尾都讲得清清楚楚的嘛。
That God is very concerned about human affairs.
神很关心我们的一言一行，我们人类的一举一动。
The Bible even teaches.
圣经甚至教导我们。
That God has strong feelings about human affairs.
神对人的所作所为有很强烈的反应，情感回应。
But.
但是。
All of these strong feelings,
神的这些强烈的回应，情感的回应
，are free,
都是他自由发出的。
God cares,
神关心我们
，not because he needs to care,
不是因为他需要被关心
，but because he has chosen freely to care,
乃是他自己按着他所喜悦的，按着他的旨意。他自由选择要关心我们。
Think about it.
想一想。
He freely chose to create the world.
他按着他自己旨意所喜悦的，他选择自由的要创造世界。
He did not need to create the world.
他没有必要创造世界，不是因为他有需要，他没需要。
The whole universe is unnecessary to him.
这整个宇宙对上帝来说都是没必要的，他不需要。
He freely chose to redeem.
他也自由选择按照他的旨意要拯救、救赎人类。
He did not redeem us because he needed us.
他不是因为他需要我们所以要救救我们，不，他没这个需要。
He redeemed us because he freely chose to.
他救赎我们，因为他按着他的旨意所喜悦的，他自己决定，他自由的要拯救我们。
So God does care.
所以神的确关心我们。
God is not apathetic.
神不是无动于衷的，没有情感的。
But he cares because he has chosen to freely.
但是他关心我们，他爱我们，因为他自己决定要爱我们，他自己自由的要救赎我们。
And not because he needs us in any way.
不是因为他在任何方面需要我们的帮助，需要我们的同伴，不是。
Now I want to apply this in a third way.
好，我们在第三方面的来应用这段经文。
I want you to think about a distinction.
我要你想想这个分别啊。
I told you already.
我已经跟你说了。
That the doctrine of God is great and mysterious.
有关神的教义是伟大的，而且是神秘的。
God is great beyond all our comprehension.
神高高在上，超越我们的理智所能够明白的。
And so when we read the Bible,
是当我们读圣经的时候，
we often come across statements.
我们常常会看到一些话
that seem contradictory to our puny minds.
对我们这有限的脑袋瓜来说，好像是很矛盾，不能理解，不能够抓住。
On the one hand, we have our passage in Job 35.
一方面，我们有约伯记第三十五篇啊这段经文。
Which tells us that God is not heard or helped by anything we do.
啊，这段经文告诉我们，神呢，不管你做什么事情，做好做坏，神都不会受伤害或者会受得帮助。
God is majestic and high above all that.
神高高在上，他是超越的，他是威严的。
And yet we have a passage of the Bible like Genesis 6.
我们还有创世纪第六章这些经文。
Which says that God came down.
神下来。
Saw the wickedness and violence of men.
看到人的悖逆和败坏，人的残暴。
Even says that he regretted that he made man.
圣经甚至说他后悔他创造了人。
And sends his wrath to destroy the world.
他就发烈怒，他就毁灭当时的世界。
How do we put these two pictures of God together?
这两段经文，这两幅图画，有关神的图画，我们怎么样能够和谐协调呢？
Is there an illustration that will help us?
有没有一个例子能够帮助我们？
I think there is.
我相信有啊。
And I want you to think about a distinction.
我要你想到一个分别，一个不同啊。
Between God in Himself.
就是神在他自己里面。
And God in history.
和神在历史中的神的分别。
Several years ago.
几年前。
I was reading a novel.
我在读一本小说啊。
Which I found at the library.
我在图书馆里头找到一本小说。
It was not a spiritual book.
那不是一本属灵的书籍啊。
But it was a book by a Pulitzer Prize-winning author.
但是是一个得了文学奖的一位作者写的。
Phil Roth was his name.
他的名字叫这个 ，Phil Roth。
In his book entitled The Plot Against America.
这本书他写的书呢叫做《对美国的阴谋》这本书里头。
He writes an alternative history.
他写了另外一个可能发生的美国历史过程。
He speculates about what would have happened.
他猜想呢会发生什么事。
If Franklin Roosevelt had been defeated in the race for president.
如果罗斯福总统在选举当中呢没有当选，反而失败了。
In 1940,
在1940年的时候，选举的时候落选了。
And instead of Roosevelt,
罗斯福落选，结果呢
？The Nazi sympathizer and isolationist Charles Lindbergh had been elected.
另外一个人，他是纳粹党的同情者和支持者，他也是在选中。如果他当选做总统，在1940年的话，他猜想。
Now the unique thing about this book.
这本书的一个很独特的地方啊。
Is that Phil Roth puts himself in his own book?
就是这个作者啊，把他自己放到他的书里头，成了他写作的其中的一个人物，一个角色。
Phil Roth was Jewish.
他本人呢是一个犹太人。
And he writes himself into the book.
他把自己写到书当中一个角色。
As a little Jewish boy,
把自己写成一个犹太的小男孩
growing up in Newark, New Jersey,
在 New Jersey 那个州，美国这个州那里长大的一个小犹太小男孩
and tells the story of what his life would have been like.
他就讲到他的故事，他的生活会怎么样
under the presidency of a Nazi sympathizer in the early 1940s.
如果在1940年那个时候，另外一个人当选总统，不是罗斯福，而是一个纳粹党，德国纳粹党的支持者、同情者当总统，他的生命可能会怎么样
？Now think about that book.
想想那本书啊。
And think about Phil Roth.
再想想这个作者。
Phil Roth is both the author of the book.
这个作者他既是作者，写作的人。
And a character in the book.
又是他写作的书里头的一个角色。
As the author of the book.
好，身为这本书的作者。
He controls the entire book.
所以他掌管整本书的进展。
He writes the entire book.
因为是他写的嘛，他的剧情嘛。
He controls how it ends.
所以他也可以掌握最后会怎么结尾。
Nothing happens in the book but what he writes.
所以这本书里头发生的一切都是他所写的。
So Phil Roth is the author of the book.
所以这个人是这本书的作者，作俑者。
Cannot really be hurt or helped by anything in the book.
所以在书里头不管发生什么事情都不能够伤害他，也不能够帮助他，对他没有影响。
But Phil Roth is also a character in the book.
但同时呢，他也是这本书里头的一个角色，他自己创作的一个角色。
And as that little Jewish boy in the book,
他身为一个小犹太男孩
he is influenced by everything going on around him.
他受到他生命上发生的一切左右的事情、环境所摆布，受到影响。
He is hurt by the Jewish persecution.
他因着希特勒的对犹太人的迫害，他受伤了。
And he is helped by the anti-Nazi president that is finally elected in 1944.
他也因着那反犹太人的 当选总统的罗斯福而得到了帮助。
Now, has not God done something very similar?
神所做的也与这样的例子相似。
Is not God the author of history?
神岂不是人类历史的作者吗？
And as the author of history, is he not high above being hurt or helped by it?
身为人类历史的作者，他远远超越这一切，他不会受伤害，也不会得帮助，他超越，他高高在上。
But has not God written himself into his own story?
神岂不也把他自己写入人类历史中，成为这一个角色吗？
Is he not a character in his own book?
难道他不是他自己的书中的一个人物吗？
Do not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit appear in the story of history?
难道圣父、圣子、圣灵没有在他所写的历史、人类历史当中出现吗？
Yes, he does.
当然他出现了。
And so at one and the same time,
所以同时
God is both the author of history,
神又是人类历史的作者，
and a character in history.
他也是人类历史当中的个角色。
This is only an illustration.
这不过是个例子啊。
But I hope it helps you understand.
但是我相信能够帮助你理解。
How the Bible can present God on the one hand as high above history.
所以圣经一方面可以把神可以写的描述的是远远超越人类历史，它是威严的。
And yet at the same time as active and concerned in history.
同时呢，它也在人类历史上是积极主动参与的，是息息相关的。
Because though God is high above all conception,
虽然神是远远超过人的想象能够想象到的，
He has freely chosen to become a part of our lives and our history.
他按着他旨意所喜悦的，他选择自由的来到人类历史当中，成为历史的一个角色，一个部分。
Now there is one last application that I want you to hear.
还有最后一个应用，我要大家听的。
There is something wonderful about this conception of God.
这样对神的认识啊，真是对我们真是很美好的。
There's something consoling and calming.
这样的认识，神的威严对我们何等的安慰，何等的叫我们大得鼓舞。
In thinking about the fact that our great God who loves us so much,
想到这位伟大的神如此爱我们，
has always been eternally blessed in the heavens.
他在高天之上是永永远远蒙福的。
I'm glad,
我很高兴，
that when the clouds are low and the atmosphere is dark here,
当乌云密布，当环境恶劣的时候，
That there is a God in heaven,
天上有一位神，
who loves me,
他爱我，
and is eternally blessed,
他是永不改变，永远蒙福的。
The skies may be dark down here,
这里的乌云可能密布，压顶，
but there is eternal glory above them.
但是在这压顶的乌云之上有那永恒的荣耀。
And what a wonderful thing to know that God.
认识这位神是何等的美好。
And to worship and praise Him.
敬拜感谢他。
The eternal and unchanging God.
这永恒不改变的耶和华上帝。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're very conscious
天父，我们知道
that in our best efforts to explain who you are,
我们竭尽全力来解释你是谁的时候
and to explain what the Bible teaches about you,
解释圣经有关你的教导的时候
we fall very far short of doing justice to you,
我们完全不能表达你的崇高，你的伟大。
We thank you that you've freely chosen to love us.
感谢你按着你一直所喜悦的，你自由的选择要爱我们。
And your perfect purposes are being worked out.
你那完美的旨意正在向前迈进。
That though things seem out of control down here,
世上有些事情似乎我们不能控制。
Above the dark clouds of earth,
在这地上乌云压顶之上。
Nothing is out of control on your throne.
在你的宝座上，一切都在你的掌握之中。
And we worship you.
我们敬拜你。
And we call you.
我们称你为。
The blessed and only sovereign.
你是蒙福的，你是唯独的主宰。
The King of Kings.
万王之王。
And the Lord of Lords.
万主之主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
上帝是人。
Visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.